Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. I ain't got no complaints so far. But yeah, man, you know, podcast started. This is my brother Steve. Yeah, I mean, Steve, tell him what's going on with you, man, and where you at right now. And I don't know, just whatever you want to tell the people.
Yo, yeah, it's Steve. It's Steve Jones, to be exact. And right now, I'm kind of, you know, going through a situation right now while I'm currently incarcerated. Out of St. Louis, Missouri, you know, for a situation that, you know, only time can tell, you know, it'll be able to work out in God's favor. What's going on with you, though?
Man, I've been trying to learn, man. I've been doing a lot of reflection just this year. Like I was saying, I was telling you about, you know, I was thinking about that apartment stayed in when you and Bull came, and I was renting from Johnny. And, you know, y'all came at a time where, you know, it was hot in St. Louis. And wanted to be able to get away from that environment. Because environment's stronger than nature, man. It puts you right back into, you know, circumstances. Let's just call them that. And I was thinking, because on New Year's Day, Amechi had called me and told me that Johnny ended up getting killed. And then, like, a week before that, you told me what you was facing up in there. And then, you know, Bull situation. And so, like, that kind of, like, really got me in this mode of deep reflection, just thinking upon, you know, everybody in my life, a lot of people that I grew up with, dead in jail, like, whatever it may
be. I didn't know that Johnny had passed away. See, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, little Johnny,
yeah, man, passed away.
In Sacramento, he got shot up. That's what I met you, told me. So, that really, like, I don't know, for some reason, that, like, it really had put me into a real reflective state. Like, he told me that on New Year's. And I was like, for me, man, I just took that synchronicity as, like, a message. You know what I mean? To really go into a state of doing some inner work within myself and then just thinking upon, you know, my own childhood, because, you know, not everybody that I know, like 99% of people that I know didn't make it out, or, you know, they alive, but they not really living, you know, and just thinking about that sometime, it makes you be like, damn, I consider each individual special in their own way, but I don't consider myself so special that I go through certain circumstances and situations and still be able to have my mind and still be able to thrive somewhat. And so I'll just be wondering, what was that thing that allowed me to go through the same situations but come out a little better? You know what I mean? And I had that conversation with moms, but I don't know.
I think it's just, you know, I think it's because, you know, some people are more aware of, you know what I'm saying, of the circumstances, you know, and the consequences that come behind choices that people make. And for example, you are more aware, you know, I knew you since middle school.
Yeah.
You know, I know where you came, the environment that we grew up in, you know, like you said, a lot of us didn't make it out. We kind of two of the fortunate people who still alive, even though I'm going through my situation. Like, I'm incarcerated, but my mind not incarcerated, you know. And like you said, when me and Boyd came out there, we came out there to get away from it, and I was on the path to, you know, changing my life. I ended up getting picked up on the indictment that happened before we left. So, you know, it's gonna have to work out the way it worked out. But like I said, some people just gotta adapt to the situation, and you know,
right.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's just a whole thing to explain, man. Like I said, you gotta pay attention more, you know, to everything that's going on around you, and don't get caught up on being another statistic to it.
True story. And you know what? My mom said something similar to you. She said, you know, she told me, she was like, out of all my children, you always had the thought process of, like you say, being aware, but also thinking about my decisions and how they would hurt her. And so I just know, I believe the only thing that I got is that I only like to mess up once. At least I don't like to do the same mistake twice. That's like
is that, you know, me and you used to hang together the most out of everybody in the neighborhood. What I knew is, what I definitely can say about you is, you didn't follow after nobody. You always had your own plan. You always went on with what you wanted to do. You didn't want to be like nobody else.
Yeah.
And I was the same way, which is why we clicked, you know what I'm saying? And that's another reason, man. A lot of people just follow after the trend, the latest trend. Like you said, it's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself, trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, greater than what they expect us to be.
Yeah, that's definitely true. A person, you know, because a lot of people spend their whole life trying to figure out how they can fit in, you know, and then some people, you know, spend most of their time thinking about how they can stand out, because, you know, fitting in is when you assimilate and then you're no longer yourself. You know, it's like, You born as a unique individual, you know, which is your genius, and then you give up all of that just so you can fit in, so people can stop seeing you. And I think that comes from an insecurity. And so, you know, I remember seeing individuals on the block, man, that hopped off the porch fresh, grill green, before they ever got their taste of the streets. And I just seen the streets swallow them up. And trying to get them advice, you know, being like a little older than them or being the same age, that shit was like, you know, throwing bullets at a steel wall. It wasn't really making no dents. And so the environment, though, was the one that taught them everything. Environment was like, no, do this, do that. So it was like only having that 1% positive or, you know, conscious in your ear just wasn't enough. So that, you know, a person asked me yesterday, say, why you want to become why you do the role of 19 keys and becoming a key? And to be honest, my real motivation when it first started, because I know so many people who didn't have a key in their life, didn't have somebody in their actual house or somebody always in their ear to give them knowledge and give them, like, positive game that helped them
that's
win.
That's what lead me to, it's all about affiliation. Like, and when people use affiliation, they automatically think it's gang related or something, but it's not. Affiliation, you can be affiliated with millionaires. You can be affiliated with philosophy. It's all about where you place yourself in life and try to be. So basically, you need to place yourself around more conscious things in life now, because as you can see, the negative is you. If you attract negative, you're gonna get negative. You know.
And you know, I was listening to Ms. Farrakhan, and he say something potent. And, you know, he say that, you know, intelligence without character makes human beings devils. And I think about that because in my times in my life, I know I've been a devil. You know, I have more intelligence than character. You know, we done did our fair share of activities just being alive as human beings. And it's like at a point in time, you get to ask yourself, like, damn, do I have more character than I do intelligence? And then it becomes like a way to where you get to weigh yourself to be like, all right, I'm making this decision from you know, a place of character instead of deceptive intelligence. And I think a lot of people get caught up in that, because a lot of street cats I know is real smart. They got intelligence. They just don't have character. You know what I mean? And by character, I mean like righteous character, upright and moral, meaning that you get the weight of balance of scales, is this right or wrong? And then you, when you dictate it's right, you intelligently move towards what's right. And there's all, and we live in 2019 now, year of the keys. So there's an alternative way for everything now. So the excuse mechanism no longer works in such a way to where it's like, yo, I can't even believe your excuses. Excuses are only ignorance right now. You know what I mean? When excuses may have been valid back in the day.
Just like you said, excuses are wasting time now, like, such as what worrying is too now, because, you know, like you said, it's a solution to every problem. Some problems have 50 solutions. Pick one that's suitable for you to do, you know,
right,
and get it done. Like you said, people use a lot of excuses nowadays. That's what slows everybody down. And people get stuck in it, get stuck in the same spot in life.
So I got these keys of discipline, right? And it's about 11 of them. I got more than that. I probably got like 19 of them. But I'm just going to go over a few of them with you, man. And you tell me why they're important. So number one, if we got the time anyway. Number one, it says, don't make angry decisions. Why you think that's an important key to have within your discipline and self-control?
All right, man. Because when you move out of anger and emotion, it can cost you a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? You can spend your rest of your life in jail off of one emotional. If you're not thinking logical about a situation, man, it's not gonna work out. You gotta think it all the way out to a T. So moving out of anger or fear or emotion, period, man, you would just it's not gonna make sense. It's not gonna turn out with it for you.
Right. This is true. This is true. I believe that, because many different times that and it causes regret. You know what I mean? Because you definitely ain't gonna make the best decision if you're angry.
Yeah, it causes anxiety, depression, and everything, man. You would be depressed moving out the emotion, man. So you gotta sit back and think of all the logicalness about the situation. Whether how is it gonna affect you and everyone else around you? Because moving out of anger, you're gonna make a decision that's gonna harm everyone around you. Everything that you worked hard for is gonna crumble.
Now this one, one of my personal favorites. It said that self-discipline is connected to imagination. And it said the reason it's connected to imagination is because first you have to see yourself winning. You have to see yourself somewhere else. You have to have the vision in your mind in order to be able to see it through. And so they say people who lack imagination also lack discipline, because they can't see themselves somewhere better. So it's like you got to envision it so deep in your mind that you can smell, taste, hear, see, feel it before it actually happens. So when it happens, shit feel like goddamn deja vu. It feel like I already been here before. So, you know, what you think about that key?
Well, I think that key reflects on the individual, because you might hold yourself to a certain standard, so you can only, you know, envision as far as the standard that you hold yourself up to. Like, if you wanted to be a philosopher, you're going to think it all the way through it. But if you wanted to be a gangster, you would think on that level and right. Nothing past it, you know?
Right.
So I think that depends on the individual and what standards he holds himself to.
So a person has to have a vision for like a graduation point, for a next level to actually ever get there. Because if all you got is the gangster vision, then all you can be is a gangster, right? I like that. You might have just unlocked my different concept to be able to explain it. I like that. You can only become, you know, you can only become the limitation of your visions. So if everything around you shows you one way, then you will only produce one way. That's dope. I like that. So number three, look for positive in all negative circumstances for benefit. Now, you can tell me about that.
I'm incarcerated. So I can sit in here and be depressed and not, you know, pay attention to current events, but that wouldn't help me at all, because I'd be stuck in the same spot whenever they release me of the day I came in. I got to use this time to get my mind, my body, my soul right, work out, read more books, learn more, do everything that I wasn't doing.
Right.
To get me in this position, you know. So that's what that is, man. You can't let yourself get stuck because of one mistake that you made, because unfortunately mistakes don't matter. We must live by the consequences.
Okay, drop the bar there. Drop the bar there. It says, let me see, what's another one? Know the law of cause and effect. And, you know, this just goes off. Everything in the universe works off a simple law of cause and effect. Even if you punch a punching bag, the same energy is going to be exerted back to you. Every decision that we make has an effect. Every move that we make has an effect. And, you know, if we was a mathematical problem and we were trying to produce a particular life, everything that we do, we can look at it like a mathematical rhythm. Like, okay, A equals B, B equals C that I did. And then the totality of this whole formula that I just put together, this is going to equal out this life, or this is going to equal out that life. So it's like you get the opportunity to create like an alternate dimension of different timelines and lives you get to live. But each person don't think in the long term, so you never know when... With the cause that you're doing, you never know when it's going to have the effect, because we look at time like plenty.
In most cases, I think some people don't even care about the effect they have. If it's all about personal gain, if they have a personal agenda to do something, they don't care about the effect.
I like that. That's true. Yeah. Most people don't have that kind of foresight, because intelligence is the ability to think, you know, ahead, the intelligent ability to solve problems in the future. So if you're not thinking about the problems that may arise, the effect that it may have, then you don't have the foresight to solve those problems before they even come up. And so that makes a lot of sense. What about this one? It says, learn to sit still by yourself. And I personally know what this one is all about, because I practice this a lot now. I find myself a lot more introverted just because, you know, as I work and deal with a lot of people, it's beautiful and I love my people, but you got to make sure that you don't become drained by your energy, because that can also influence you to make the wrong decisions. But also, always constantly needing other people around you, it becomes a validation system. You know what I mean? And so learning how to sit still by yourself, you get to hear your own voice, you get to hear your own thoughts, and you don't become validated by a company of others, so you can't be swayed by the crowd. You can't be swayed by environment. So that's something that I learned to practice. What you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a good one right there, because during that time when you're sitting by yourself, that's the only time where you really get to analyze everything that you've been doing, everything that's going on, the people around you. You get a clear understanding of, okay, now this is what's going on. This is what needs to happen. These are the steps that I need to take to make this happen. So you get a chance to sit back and reflect, man, which is what a lot of people don't do, because they constantly move and they're not thinking. Man, that's the time that you enjoy. Like, I'm going through that right now. Actually, I'm sitting still. There's nothing I can do but use my brain.
Right. Facts.
Feed my brain. That's the most I can do right now, man. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just on that subject, I look at it like, man, and this is like something you can never stop. For one, being disciplined has a lot to do with the people around you, and the optimism that they instill within you, because the people around you can influence you to be in a down mode or an up mode. The people around you can influence you to have high thoughts or low thoughts, to be have weak-minded or strong-minded. And it's one thing that we never forget, you know, when you spend time alone, you get to realize, and you should have this thought perpetuating in your mind of how powerful it is to have a mind. Because I look at it like this, is that even if you find yourself in circumstances that may be negative, you produced it. But how powerful is it that you produce those circumstances? So it's like, it's just that knowing the power of the mind is like, damn, it's like whatever I think, it crystallizes and it actually will come true, whether it's bad or whether it's positive. So if I find myself in negative, then let me produce through that whole time positive circumstances. It's a guy named Wallow267, and he did maybe like, I think he did like 20 years in a joint, and he came out. And he like the most positive man in America right now. He like every day he get up, he hit the streets, He motivating people. Now he getting deals. He interviewing Meek Mills and all of the celebrities, and he on TV show. Like, he booming right now, and it's dope because it's like, damn, here's a person that came out of a circumstance of 20 years, but the whole time, though, while he was sitting still by himself, he envisioned himself somewhere else. And then when he got there, he on that, full steam.
That takes me back to what I was saying. He didn't limitate his standards.
Right.
Like you said, he visionary all the way to the end, man. He knew what he wanted to go for, and he unlocked those doors. He took all he had. He made it happen.
Man, that's so powerful. Like, for real. That's hella powerful. Because it was like, damn, you produced the reality of being in here, and then you produced the reality of getting out. And that showcases, I think, a real powerful mind when you sit back and think of it. Because sometimes we only give our mind credit for when we do bad things. When we do good things, but we don't give our mind credit for doing bad things. But it's like both of them are showcasing how powerful our minds are. So, you know, it makes you more disciplined because you get to start thinking about, let me control what I think of.
I tell people all the time, man, if you can think it, you can do it. You can get it done. If you can even think of a thought in your brain, you can make that thought come, you know, and speak it into existence, man, put it out here in the world. So the more positive you think, the more positive that's going to happen. If you think, like you said, you think negative thoughts, that's what you're going to get.
Where there's a will, there's a way, man. That's my motto for life. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go get that tatted on me. Where there's a will, there's a way. I forgot about that one. That's what I'm gonna get. I'm making decisions and shit on the podcast. All right. This one, you know, it says ability to value knowledge and get necessary information to achieve, and a commitment to learn what needs to be learned in order to achieve the goal. And so it says patience and not being intimidated by time. So, you know, this one is purely straight to the point. Basically, if you say you have a goal in mind or something you want to do, you have to value the knowledge and that necessary information in order to achieve that goal. And, you know, a lot of people lack patience. You know what I mean? And patience is a sign of lack of discipline. Because a lot of people are intimidated by time. They're impatient. They don't want to learn real quality
knowledge. You know what I learned, man? A lot of people give up on their goals because they think about how long it's going to take them to reach them. But no one ever sit back and realize how far they came at that point.
That's true as hell. That's true as hell. I mean, whether you was patient or not, you know, I look at it like this, that it's not enough to just, you got to know whether you waited.
1 minute
remaining.
Damn. Oh, man, we got 1 minute remaining, man.
You want to say anything, good brother?
Well, I want to say one thing. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Man, and, I love you, brother. You know, solid.
Man, I love you too, man. Hey, you keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing a positive thing, man. And our brothers need to hear this type of stuff, man, because a lot of us don't get a lot of time to talk to people, you know, about what's going on in life. So keep putting out the positive energy, man. You know, you're
going to
get more blessings in the future.
Yes, sir. You a whole young God, man. So I see you on the opposite end, man. We tapped all the way in, man. I appreciate you, good brother. You know, we grew up from environments, you know, that sometimes dictate circumstances, but we always get another chance in that moment where we decide to take credit for our ability to produce better results.
Yeah, man, love you, man. I'm gonna call you probably tomorrow.
All right, solid. Let's tap back in. Peace, love you too. Peace. Yo, so that was the podcast. I got the opportunity to speak with my brother Steve Jones, who's currently locked up. And I actually gonna see if I can get his information. If y'all want to write him or anything of that nature. That'd be pretty dope if you can just write them some positive letters. You know, I wanted to go over that discipline. And I wanted to talk to him about discipline because that's very important, especially a person that's in an environment like that. You know, being able to speak with them, you know, you never know the effect that you may be able to have in a person's life. And the cause and effect is not always looking at a bad cause, but a positive cause. So that, you know, feeding that mind while he's in there, he may come out and become the greatest change maker on the planet Earth, you know, because experience allows you to be able to teach. Experience allows you to be able to know and to have knowledge of self, because you can always revert back to your own experience and teach from the conditions of your experience and what you went through, the memory, what it felt like, you know, the wisdom. The more time you spend with that that knowledge, it becomes wisdom over time. And inshallah, you able to take that and to teach it to others. And as you're able to teach it to others, you are able to allow them to navigate beyond the circumstances that they currently in, but to help them propel to better ones. And so being able to speak to the young brothers who their whole life been called niggas and real niggas and give them information and make them young gods and kings, it allows them to propel and see themselves in better manners and situations. And so, man, it was a blessing to be able to speak to Brett today on the podcast. This was your episode. I'm not sure even what I'm going to call this. This is like, it was a surprise blessing to be able to speak to my brother. Like, who knows who this may help? And like, that's my goal, is to help someone. It's like, you never know what's going to be the cause and effect. You never know why not having discipline is like can hurt you, you know? So, yeah, tap in. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is 19 Keys, 19 Keys of Enlightening Your Mind, giving you information that can become the key within your life. And even if your circumstance is not as blim to where you are locked up in jail and you are facing a considerable amount of years, everything in your life should be taken in that same regard, that is detrimental for you to get out of your current circumstances, to get into new ones, and to constantly have a vision to be able to create a better reality. Make sure y'all support the podcast. You can Cash App, you can become a sponsor. Yeah, I mean, all of the information is in the bio. I want to be able to create even better podcasts. I want to be able to put money on his books to do more calls. So we, yeah, computer died. Pause for a second. Sorry about that. But peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.